Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Welcome to Nisha's Open Diary. Today is Friday, March 29th, 2024. I am Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where my story times are true and my experiences are real. This is the realest podcast you will ever listen to, where the story times are kept all the way 100. I don't believe in chasers, and I don't filter anything. I tell it just like it happened and just like it is. I do what a lot of people claim to do. I keep it 100. There ain't no cap in my rap. So with that said, let's get into today's story time. Today's story time is about the time my son's grandmother started giving him enemas. And if you don't know what an enema is, it is a solution inserted in the rectum to make someone have a bowel movement. But it is mostly utilized when someone is having difficulties going to the bathroom or having a bowel movement, or to relieve constipation, none of which my son was having issues with. So at one point, she became convinced that he wasn't having regular bowel movements. And as I have pointed out in other story times, she was always fishing, always looking for something to try to keep issues going. She always found fault in my mothering or things I did or didn't do. It was constantly one thing after the other. My mothering stayed under attack with her. And like always, her son supported her. Whatever it was, she found that I wasn't doing right or to her liking. He basically would second the motion, as in stand alongside his mother like she was never wrong about anything. But I was always the problem and at fault, as she was always searching for the next thing to mess with me about. She became obsessed with my son's bowel habits, and then she started saying he wasn't having daily bowel movements. Then that turned into I wasn't feeding him vegetables or enough vegetables, which then turned into I wasn't giving him enough water. All untrue, because my son was given water throughout each day and he ate vegetables with his dinner daily. I didn't cook the meals at that time because I still lived under my mother's roof. By the way, I was 18 at the time. And my mother bought the food and cooked the meals. And when I tell you, my son ate good. An average meal for my son, I'm just going to speak on maybe dinner. The average meal for my son when he was a toddler would be a toddler-sized portion of whatever I ate. So if dinner was baked chicken, mashed potatoes, and asparagus, that's what he had. But I made he is just a smaller portion. Every meal we ate included a meat, a veggie, and some type of rice, potatoes, or pasta like macaroni and cheese. So once again, I was confused on her issue and why she kept trying to find issues where there weren't any. My son ate well. My son ate a balanced diet. My son wanted for nothing. So she is still coming and picking and trying to find anything. And so she was still coming and picking up my son, and he would go with her to her house and spend time with her. And then just like she did when she took him for his first haircut behind my back, she went behind my back and she started giving him enemas because he wasn't pooping as much as she felt he should. She began giving him enemas to my son, who is a toddler and under the age of 2. She really thought she knew what she was doing, like she was a nurse. Girl, you a STNA. My son's bowel movements were just fine. He would poop every other day or every 2 days, but she needed him to poop every day or she assumed something was wrong. So that something, in her opinion, was I didn't feed him enough vegetables and I didn't give him enough water. And once again, I'm upset because she just wouldn't stop. It was one thing after the other. And I wanted to report her to somebody. I really did want to report her to somebody. I really didn't know what to do because she was messing with my son's rectum for no valid reason, though, except for her own beliefs. She would get my son, but he wasn't with her every single day. And she only made the judgments based off of the time he was with her. How she know he hadn't already had a bowel movement at home before he went with her? And even at times when I told her he had, she didn't believe it. She didn't believe me. Nothing I said was true in her eyes. And so she kept administering the enemas. Despite me telling her not to, that he was fine, that he ate veggies, that he drank water, and he had plenty of both, and that he was eating a balanced and healthy diet, it fell on deaf ears. And her and my son's father then took her new fabricated issue and ran with it. She literally wanted my toddler son to shit on demand. And if he didn't, she assumed he wasn't eating right. And she needed to give him an enema. From what I know, bowel movements are based on your metabolism and what you eat. And some people do poop every day, but not everybody does. And when I took my son to the doctor, I asked, was it okay that he didn't poop every day? And the doctor said it was perfectly normal. But as long as he was pooping at least 3 times a week. And then when I told her that, she said the doctor didn't know what she was talking about. Okay, so you're a doctor. Got it. I even asked the doctor, you know, the one with MD behind her name and schooling, if the things I was feeding him was okay. And I would describe the meals and the snacks and the water and the veggies and everything that he was eating to the doctor. And the doctor saw no issue with the things I was doing. I then explained to the doctor how my son's grandmother was challenging my motherhood because I'm a young mother. And the doctor reassured me I was doing okay. And to go back and reassure his grandmother that what I was doing was just fine, the doctor also said my son's weight was fine for his age and his height, and that he was healthy. He was a healthy toddler. Don't you think that if I was doing something wrong, the doctor would have told me to change something? Or if my son was overweight, or if my son was underweight, I would have been, you know, it would have been observed and obvious. His grandma was always at me for reasons that are still unknown to me. I don't know why she did the things she did, and I will always believe it was her intentions to try to find just cause to try to get custody of my son. That's why I do not like her or trust her. All right, story seekers, that is all for this story time. I am out of here. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary and my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.